It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. How can universities justify paying football coaches millions? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Big football schools pay their head coaches millions. 65 of the schools pay their coaches $1 million a year. 32 of them pay over $2 million. Many of the schools are cutting back on courses that they offer. Many schools have ended various activities, and yet they have given their coaches raises. Why? Well, a lot of alumni give money to their alma mater only if the football team does well. And good football teams pull in lots of TV money for the schools, and they pull in students by making these schools famous through the publicity of the football teams. Think Notre Dame and Ohio State. Some professors, Nobel Prize-winning professors, complain that their schools pay them a pittance compared to what they pay their football coaches. In truth, the schools pull in a lot more money through football. After all, millions of viewers watch the football games. Advertisers pay millions to hitch a ride on the televised games. The Nobel Prize-winning profs attract only a few hundred students. Now, if their lectures were televised to millions of students, yeah, I can see it now. And now, Professor John Higginnoop's lecture on distinct chemical properties, brought to you by Budweiser. More after this wee pause. If you're invested in Budweiser or in other such companies, in bonds and stocks, mutual funds, if you have managed money, send for Tom's questionnaire or call for Tom's questionnaire and get a good examination of those investments and a good analysis. Find out whether they're doing the job they should be doing for you. Call 1-866-225-4334 and ask for Tom's questionnaire. 1-866-225-4334, or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. A few more fancy economic terms. A bull market. That's a random market movement that causes an investor to mistake himself for a financial genius. A bear market. That's a long period when the kids get no allowance, the wife gets no jewelry, and the husband gets no sex. This is Tom, as in Morgan.